head on over to the Google Play Store, the Apple iOS Store, and download Real Wives Radio app. Yes, the Real Wives Radio app, and it's free. By doing this, you can have this on your mobile and be accessible to our live radio shows, music, and all. And you can also access our radio website from there and check everything out. You can sign up, audition, to possibly have your own radio show. We're looking for comedians, radio personalities. You got music? Bring it on. But first, you got to go to the Google Play Store or the Apple iOS Store and download that app, The Real Wives Radio. Voices of Courage with your girl, Brandy J. If you are tuning in right now, then you already know what time it is. So let's listen and enjoy the show. Growing up, my mother and father, they always had, you know, kind words for me, like supportive words, you know, like the way parents are supposed to uplift you. And sometimes even when you know what I'm saying, that one can do better, you still must realize that the ego, you know, it could play or against you. But you know that it's needed to do better. If you want that to be the benefits that are reaped, you know, for one to do better, you must help one do better by making them feel better. But now, I don't mean in a way where you're just blowing smoke up their ass. Excuse my language. But in a way where you're letting someone know that you are doing great and you can do better. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? You still don't want to leave your child thinking that that where they're at is just great and they're fine. But the fact that they are doing anything at all, you know, that is constructive and they're really trying, you let them know that the more you try or the more that you do, it will get better. You don't just tell them, oh, that's great, just to tell them that's great when it's not great. You tell them that your efforts are great and how much more they can do because the possibilities that they can do better because they can do it, if any of that makes sense. You know what I mean? Some people just talk because, you know, just to talk or just to, you know, rush someone along. But when with intent and you know that you really are trying to uplift and build, you know, anybody, then I think it must be sincere. I think in this world today, people worry either too much about hurting somebody's feelings or not causing any confrontation. So it's like a lot of BS, a lot of bullshit. You know what I mean? You can be honest with someone 100%. We're not always going to want to hear what we hear, but that's what a person has to deal with. But on the other end, it is considerate to be mindful of how you deliver a message, because a message, it's really all about the delivery. There's a lot of people that feel like, why should I have to censor my message? You know what I mean? And it's always coming down to how a person feels. And then when you get like that, it's not even about that person anymore. You've made it about yourself. Consideration of one is always okay. I think that's an Americanized attitude, if you ask me, when we sit back and always try to take that stance of, well, I should be able to tell, you know, people always got their, you know, opinions. And if that's how you rock, that's how you rock. Just know your response to how you deliver things. So people just understand that that's why you get it. But always have to have consideration that's never a problem. Because like I said, intent is everything. And if you're mindful of how you deliver a message to someone, and that means that you are really trying to make sure that it's delivered in a proper way, because we know it's all about the delivery. Because one person could tell you the same thing somebody else told you, right? And it's completely different. It's called respect. You know what I mean? It's called respect. I go back to what I said first when I began this this show here about my mother and my father. That had everything to do with who I am today. They were very kind people. They didn't play, though. They didn't play. You know, my mom and dad, you know, it was different. Like, my dad, you know, he didn't have to be, like, all mean and stern to gain our respect, because he was a sweet father. He never yelled at us, scorned us. You know, he punished us for anything. I mean, to be honest with you, we didn't do anything too. You know what I mean? So, you know, and he was so kind and loving. Everything a father should be, that man was. And left us with memories, you know, that we... I remember he'll just sit there in his chair and let us play away in his hair. And put little ponytails in his hair when he was little. You know, and nothing wrong, that's a man right there, you know? It wasn't about him being like, oh my God, you know, these little girls pumped me out. No, we was in the house and he just let his daughters be with his, with their father. You know, I have so many memories with my father. Just in the house alone, man, me and my sister could tell you some funny stuff. That will always be with us. All that played a role in who I am today. But my mom, she was a little bit more stern, but not too stern, but in a way where it's like, you know that your best is not your best, but she loved your best. You know what I mean? She just let you, she always left you with the notion of, like, you know your potential. How far can you go? You know? And I appreciated that about my parents. It meant the world to me. You know? It really did. So it allowed me to push myself and know my true potential, and if I was there or not, or if I was just settling. And I won't. You know, I won't let nobody tell me where I can't go in life. Because that right there disables your potential when you allow someone else to tell you. That's some bullshit. People will tell you anything. And you have to look at it. If somebody's wanting to tell you what you can't do and where you can't go and what your potential is, trust and believe. Message. Don't listen to that shit. How do they know? Because I can't tell you this. They're not talking to you about you. They're talking about themselves. So just know. Being a parent means being a freaking parent. I want you to be mindful of that word. Parent. I said that right now for a reason. Now, being a mother and a father is loving your child to an extent like no other. Will take the last breath out of you if you ever had to have the breath taken out of you. You do any and all. Because we don't rent our children. They are ours. God's given to us. You understand? Parent. But mother, father. Parent, that's a word created by, you know, think about it. I drop little dimes here and there, so I'm just saying, check into that. But always remember what we have to do to bring up our children in the best possible way that we can. We are not perfect, but we damn near gotta do our best to try to be more than this world can ever offer them. Being yourself is something that we need to embrace. Now, everybody got their definitions and stuff of being themselves. Some people are really surfaced with it. It's about what they want to be versus who they are. The things that they think they may be, or whatever the case is. Everybody got their variations. Some things you can't change, right? just the inevitable. But think about it. If you can't change it, those very things you can't, should you? It's you. The thing is that in this world, we have a tendency to make other people feel a certain way about themselves. Now, granted, yes, that shouldn't affect anybody, but if you're looking at it in a way where we are human beings that are created in a not-so-put-it-in-a-bottle type of way, and that's just how it is. There's so many levels to it. You can't even wrap your head around. You can't really point the finger or anything like that, because we are designed how we are designed, and not everybody receives or adapts the same way that we all do. So we have to be mindful and understand that we all kind of built differently. Because if we weren't, we'd all be the same and out here like robots and stuff. So at the end of the day, we have a responsibility too to how we add value or not none to other people. You can affect someone you don't even know. Yeah, people shouldn't give people that much credit. But you got to take accountability for yourself. Stop always trying to be hard on others. You can't be the deliver and the, you know what I mean? Like, and then at the same time say, but, you know what I mean? Like, be crucial and critical about others, but, and then at the same time say, well, they shouldn't take it that way. Well, how would you take it? Because 9 times out of 10, that same individual wouldn't take it the way they're delivering it. Humble yourself. Be mindful how you treat others. And when you refine that and take it back and hold accountability to yourself, then you can see how you have a role and how we contribute to other people accepting themselves. You don't need to worry about how they need to be more strong or not let. Worry about you and how you want to be treated and how you want to treat others and make them feel. It's called empathy and kindness. We're too critical and harsh. And at the same time, not even willing to receive the same harshness that we give out. It's crazy, right? Accountability, people. Accountability. But like I said, it's very important to be yourself. It's not up to the next person to say who you are, to be honest with you. Only you know. You have to live with you. You can't run from you. That's ridiculous. If you know you're being your true self to who you are, then rock it out. If you're a horrible person to people, I really don't think that that's truly what somebody wants to be. Like I said, if you know who you are and those things are within you, take care of them. Change it. But being yourself means comes with fixing those things about yourself that you know isn't right. And I'm not talking about the outside, because that's not really you. You know what I mean? That's surface. You can do all that all day long and still inside is not going to be right. Work from the inside, because it always show on the outside. No matter what you do on the outside, it's about the inside. You understand? And remember, don't get your verification and authentication and all the acceptance that you need from the outside world, because they didn't create you. You're going to find yourself by finding that relationship with your creator. But see, do you even know who that is? Like I said, be yourself. This world didn't create you. We sometimes have a tendency to allow it to turn us into people that we're not. We all play a role, though, a lot in how we come off in this world to other people. It's so much more than we can even imagine. I take it back to accountability of oneself. Message to all my listeners, fans, audience, and supporters. I have an app on the Google Play Store, and it's Brandy Joy, and it's free. So go ahead and download it and interact and check out my content. It's for everybody. So please show that love and get some love.